Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's. Back in time.
Feeling that great about the singing lately.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How we doing on this Monday morning? McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Got you for 3 hours. We take you to 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. And we're supposed to be talking about football. Supposed to be talking about these two lousy football teams who do what they do. And maybe we'll get to it. As the Giants lose in Detroit, the Jets lose to Baltimore. Lose, lose, lose. That's what they do. But something happened today that changed the course of the show. And something that's more relevant to a team that actually has a chance of doing something this year. The New York Mets, as they trade away the longest tenured Met. A Met that I think the fan base loves, and a Met that clearly, and this is the first takeaway, this trade is distinctly for one reason, to get rid of Brandon Nimmo. That's what this trade is about. This trade is about getting Brandon Nimmo off the team. Marcus Semien in return, a straight up swap for the Texas Ranger second baseman, who is clearly declining offensively. The last 2 years of his career here, he's had an OPS below 700. Offensively declining. The Mets got worse offensively right now. In fact, I would venture to say the Mets got worse today. There is no doubt about it. I think the Mets currently today are a worse baseball team than they were before this trade. And I do think that's worth pointing out before we get to everything on why this trade was made. Because the idea, the amount of people who told me I can't look at the trade for the trade is kind of bothering me. Because I understand why the trade was made, and we'll get to all the different elements of it. And in many ways, it opens them up to a lot more possibilities. And I've been open about the idea of changing the core of this team. I've mentioned it. I've talked about the idea of moving on from Brandon Nimmo if you could find a trade partner for his contract. Talked about it. Was willing to do it. Talked about how I wouldn't be surprised if they don't bring back Pete after this contract. I feel differently. But I wouldn't be surprised, after this trade rather, I wouldn't be surprised if they move on from Pete. Something's got to change because this team in this core has not got the job done most of the time. The outlier is 2 years ago when they went to the NLCS. Outside of that, this team fails. Plain and simple, this group has failed. And I'm open to changing things. And this clearly is the beginning of that. And yes, we're going to get to all the different elements of what this trade could mean. But I'm never that thrilled. Like, this is a weird trade in a bunch of different reasons. Mainly because it is just a first of a series of moves that we are going to then define the offseason by. Like, there are trades and moves that are the first piece. There are trades and moves that are on stand alone on themselves on why they make the team better. This one is clearly the beginning of a process that will then lead us to the end of the offseason, and then we can determine how we feel about it. Like, this trade on itself, I don't think helps the Mets. I really don't. I don't love Trevor. I don't love Simeon. I'll be honest, Trevor Simeon. I don't love Marcus Simeon. I'll be honest with you. He's a declining player for a team that is full of them. He's 2.5 years older than Brandon Nimmo. He's making more money than Brandon Nimmo. So, yeah, they save all this money. They save this money 4 years from now. 4 and 5 years from now, we're talking about saving money. Right now, this adds to the payroll. He's a declining offensive player, worse than Nimmo, in my mind. And I think by any metric you want to grade it by, any stat you want to grade it by, it's worse. This is a move distinctly for what comes next. And when that's the case, it's hard to rant and rave about how great it was or how bad it was when we don't know what's coming next. And let's talk about what's coming next here, because clearly this was about shedding a player who they no longer deem as, let's be honest, useful. Someone who's clearly declining defensively, and he has declined. He was signed, when this contract was signed in 22 and given this long-term contract, he was the center fielder. That has been out of the question now the last 2 years. He is the left fielder. He is bad defensively in left field. He has lost a step. His arm is terrible. They clearly had an issue here. And I wasn't sure what they were going to be willing to get for Brandon Nimmo, and they got another bad contract. That's what they were able to get for him. And they improved defensively, no doubt about that. Simeon is a tremendous defensive second baseman. And it opens them up to add an outfielder. But there are some things I don't get necessarily. Like, to me, this is about, first and foremost, the idea that Brandon Nimmo was no longer a useful player to them. When you look at the landscape of this team and whether or not they bring back Pete, which now I think that makes a lot more sense to me, you are going to see a declining outfielder who was going to have to play DH at times, or, you know, they talked about run prevention a million times as soon as the season was over, and this clearly works in that element. But there's a lot of different things to this right now. Like, everyone immediately pivots to the idea that they're going to go sign Bellinger and Tucker, or one of the two. They're clearly going to add an outfielder. That's without question. But to me, we were talking about Bellinger before this move. I don't know how much more this makes it likely to go sign Bellinger, other than it makes it more obvious they need an outfielder. But you could have played Bellinger at center field. We talked about how Bellinger fit this team before this trade. All you've done in the short term over the next 3 years is add payroll to the team. I know down the line, but again, you have the richest owner in baseball. I don't necessarily look at everything for 4 years from now. In the short term, you've added payroll. You still had an opening in center field to play Bellinger. He can play center field and first base if you do the Pete Alonso addition to it. Like, I don't know why this all of a sudden opens it up to the idea, oh, well, now they're going to get this guy, and they're going to get Bellinger, and they're going to get Tucker, or one of the two. Those were on the table to start. Well, I mean, at least Bellinger was. You could add an outfield of Brandon Nimmo, Bellinger, and Soto. It's not the greatest of outfields, but it's a better offensive team than it is with Simeon and Bellinger. So, like, I don't think this is about Bellinger. I don't think this is about, oh, now all of a sudden that makes it a clear-cut option to go get one of these two outfielders who are going to cost whatever they're going to cost, and now they fit the team better. Maybe Tucker, but are the Mets going to go there? I think Bellinger fit the team to begin with before this. I think this is distinctly about getting off Brandon Nimmo and about bringing back Pete Alonso. I think those are the two. When you look at it, you know Pete wants more than 5 years. I don't think he's going to get more than 5 years. But you look, you're going to add a player who's weaker defensively. You've just upgraded at second base to make life easier for him. Right, you've added an excellent defensive second baseman. You still have Beatty, who can play third base pretty damn well. And you know Lindor, although having a subpar, at least for him, defensive year at shortstop, you know he's still an excellent defensive shortstop. So now, if you're going to bring in and bring back Pete Alonso, who's a weak defensive first baseman, and I know he's good at scooping, and I know you watched him last year. I'm sorry. At the beginning of the year, I was praising his defense. You saw what happened towards the end of last year. His arm has gotten worse. His range has gotten worse. Even the stuff, his glove and the scooping, to me, took a downward trajectory in the second half of last year. He's not the worst defensive first baseman I've ever seen, but it ain't getting better, and it's not that good to start with. So if you're going to bring back Pete because the fan base demands it, because the owner wants it, and you know you're going to have to give him at least 5 years, the idea that that money comes off the books for Nimmo at the end of this contract and now for Semien at the end of this contract, it makes it more palatable to keep Pete Alonso. You're better defensively on the infield, which makes it easier to bring in a defensive liability at first. The back end of the contract now is a little bit more palatable, knowing that you got the $20 million of Nimmo off the books in 4 years. So the last 2 years of that Alonso contract, you don't have two guys who probably have to play DH and are making bad money for the end of the contract, because we know even Pete's contract is not going to be great in the last 2 years. Almost every free agent contract that is signed in Major League Baseball, you know, the last 2 years are up in the air.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I don't think this necessarily makes them suddenly some big-time player for an outfielder when I felt they were that anyway. So to me, this is about this team and this general manager who wants to make it his. Who came here, he's had a roster built by others, and he's slowly but surely changing the team to his vision. He talked about defensive and run prevention as soon as the season ended. There was a liability in left field. They're probably going to bring in a liability at first base. Things needed to change. And the only way to get rid of Nimmo, and they probably felt like it's now or never, right? You could say, why wait? Why not wait? Let's see what this year. He's still going to be valuable this year. If he has a decent year, you can move him next year. I think the fear is within a year or two, he becomes such a liability. This was hard enough to move him. And you had to take back a bad contract in Semien just to get it done. You wait another year, you're talking about a real depreciating asset who might not be able to play left field anymore, might be a strictly full-time DH, and you've got another 4 years on the contract at 20 per. I think the Mets felt like he was probably immovable after this year. And that's why it happened now for two reasons. One, they probably said yes to the first team willing to do it. And we'll get to the idea that Nimmo had to sign off and accept the trade deadline, accept the and move his no trade and say goodbye to the Mets, a team that he desperately loved playing for and wanted to stay with. We'll get to that side, the fan side, after later in the show at 888-808-1019. But the first team that was willing to move him, the first opportunity you got to improve defensively at any position, which I don't necessarily deem second base. I know it's up the middle. It's the fourth of the up-the-middle defensive positions. You don't love playing a pro. You're like the idea the Mets now have a 35-year-old defensive first, second baseman making $26 million. That's not ideal. I don't care what anybody says. You have to put that in a prism of what comes next to even make that palatable. Like, that is not, that does not scream to me massive improvements, especially when you had options at second base. Like, you have a bunch of young kids, right? You're not sure what to do with Vientos, not that he would be a second baseman, but Beatty could play second base, not as well as Vientos, but he could play second base if you were to bring in a third baseman. You got Jet Williams now, who has been, you know, there's really nothing else for him to do in AAA. Yes, he can play outfield, but he's pretty much an infielder. You got Acuna. You got a bunch of these players that you've been, like, sitting on that have an option at second base. You could have easily improved defense for a lot cheaper, kept Nimmo, saved money, and done different things. They wanted Nimmo gone. Plain and simple. This is about the Mets desperately wanting to move on from Brandon Nimmo, and the first team that was willing to do it, and they were able to get two less years on a contract, they were able to improve defensively anywhere, and it opened up the idea to making Pete Alonso more palatable, and the owner probably has told Stearns that he wants to bring back Pete. This, without question, makes things a lot easier to bring back Pete and still improve defensively and do what you want in the outfield and different things. There's no doubt about it. But that's got to happen. Like, I'm interested to see where this goes. But they've added payroll. They still have to bring back their closer. They still have to impact the starting rotation. Now they have to bring in an outfielder. Are they going to do that all with high? Are they going to pay this closer all the money? Are they going to go out and add payroll through the starting rotation? And they need probably more than one pitcher. They've got to bring in an outfielder. They've added now $6 million to this year's payroll and next year's payroll. Like, I think it's interesting. On the surface, I don't love it. I don't love this trade in a vacuum. It's not made in a vacuum. It's the first of a process of what will become the offseason. So right now, like, to me, we're in a holding pattern to see what the Mets do next. They need to add an outfielder. They have to retain their closer. Are they going to bring back Pete? This deal makes me think they are. What's the market for Pete and how many years are you going to have to give him? I doubt it's more than five, but even if it's five, now you're bringing in a player who you're looking to make the DH. What else does it open up to? Bellinger was always on the table for me. You still don't have a center fielder. Now you have two outfield spots you need to fill. So to me, this trade, I don't think it's unreasonable to take a look at this trade on the surface of what it is today. And on the surface of what it is today, I don't love it. I don't think the Mets got better. I think the Mets are worse offensively, and I think they had other options at second base to get better defensively than a 35-year-old player making $26 million who hasn't had a good year in 3 years, or in 2 years, and last year had an OPS of 669. But as the first of many, it obviously clears the space in left field. It gets rid of the last 2 years of what was a bad contract for Nimmo. It gets rid of a player they no longer valued, and it opens them up to do a bunch of different things. But they have to go do it. So let's see what the Mets do from here. It is clearly the first move of the game of chess that Stearns and Cohen are playing. The first move. And then you get to the idea that it's Brandon Nimmo. He's the longest tenured Met. They traded away a fan favorite, a guy who's been here, a guy who wanted to be part of this team, a guy who took the weekend. Apparently he was notified on Friday that they asked him to move his no trade clause, and it took till today before he finally did it. A guy who wanted to be here, a guy who's been a very good player for the New York Mets, and a guy that honestly, to me, is better than the player they brought in. And I do think it's fair to view a trade by talent in, talent out. I do think that's fair. So this is an interesting one for me because it's hard to like right now, but we all know what's coming. And it depends on what they do from there. But I don't think it means that you're going to go see the high-priced outfielders necessarily. It could, but I thought that was on the table to begin with. I think it's more likely they sign Pete Alonso, but I thought that was on the table to begin with. It opens them up to possibly move a lot of the pieces and the logjam that was at second base. I think Jet Williams now becomes absolutely part of a deal you could move for a starting pitcher, whether it be Schubler or some other starting pitcher. But now the Mets have two outfield holes. They have a 35-year-old guy making more money than Nimmo playing second base and who's excellent defensively, but his best years offensively are far behind him. And what's next is going to judge how we feel about this trade. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. So you tell me, Met fans, how are you feeling? I get the feeling overall is pretty positive. I still think there's tremendous faith in this general manager, and I think there should be. Last year was disappointing, and there were moves that really, you know, Frankie Montas and others that didn't impact this team very well, and they had a miserable season even after adding Juan Soto. But I do think Stearns is a smart executive, and I do think there's reason to believe his process. I think everyone still believes in the owner and his willingness to go spend money and do whatever it takes to build the best roster. So I think we're going to find that most Met fans are behind this deal. But it gets rid of a player you love, the longest tenured Met. It changes the core of this team in many ways. I think McNeil is almost certainly gone. Like, a lot of the things that we're going to talk about happening, I still think many of them could have been on the table either way. It does make things easier. It does make the team more viable in 4 years. I don't think there's any question that in 4 years from now, this team, once Simeon's contract is done, you're going to be able to, you know, that $20 million from Nimmo, who at that time, I'm with everybody who thinks who knows what kind of player he would be by then. We've seen a steady trajectory of declining physical attributes from Brendan Nimmo. There's no doubt about that. So without question, this impacts any long-term contract they want to sign and where the Mets will be in 4 years. But what are they next year? What are they this coming season? And are they going to be better? And what can Simeon give them? How much better defensively does it make them? And that's obviously the main point other than moving on from Brendan Nimmo. Do they bring back Pete? Do they play a prospect like Carson Benjamin in the outfield now? Or do they go add a Bellinger or go add a Tucker or go make a trade for another outfielder? We can go through the options at 888-808-1019. This is a fascinating trade because it's the first of many, and you can't judge it until the entire offseason is done. There are some trades that immediately you make an impact on the team, and you can decide exactly how you want to feel about it. This is so obvious, especially being done this early. Not shopping Nimmo around, not trying to see what the best deal for him could be. Like, they did this thing immediately because it's setting up for the rest of the offseason, and it shows the desperation to move on from Brendan Nimmo. This was not a Stearns guy, and the second he could get rid of him, he did. 888-808-1019. So we'll go through all the different ramifications of this trade. It's a big one. We'll get to the football at some point, probably. The Giants, look, we'll get to it. It's not as bad a day as you think. They didn't get their third win in Week 12. Oh, man. Shucks. A couple of fourth down decisions from both teams are very prevalent in the conversation, so we can get to that. but we got two lousy football teams, but we got a baseball offseason just getting underway. There hasn't been much done. There's been one major signing and now one major trade as Brendan Nimmo has been shipped to the Texas Rangers. We'll talk it and break it down with you all morning long as we take you to 5 o'clock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.